This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last week, a jury acquitted two men of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer because it was clear that the FBI set the whole thing up. While it is surprisingly good news to hear of their acquittal, it is not strange to hear of the FBI setting people up. They've been doing it for generations. During the late 60s, FBI informant Tommy the Traveler traveled to colleges throughout the U.S. posing as a student protester. He encouraged nonviolent activists to make Molotov cocktail explosives out of gasoline and successfully convinced two students at Hobart College to firebomb a campus ROTC building. Joseph Burton was hired and funded by the FBI to start a group of Maoist radicals that was deployed to the 1972 Republican Convention to encourage peaceful demonstrators to topple a bus and blow it up. The bomb that killed six people at the World Trade
Center. 10 miles of flame. In downtown Kiev, the capital city of the Ukraine, the battleground between the Anglo-American New World Order and the collapsed former Soviet attempted world order. And you have the George Soros, CIA, globalist-funded groups, many of which have real beefs with the government, absolutely going wild. Absolutely attacking and shooting police. They've stolen thousands of, quote, firearms from the military and police. Calling for the country to join the EU. They're mad that the government a few months ago, there was also a vote in their parliament, did not enter the EU. Listen, I don't want them to join Russia or the EU. How about we have sovereign countries again that aren't dominated by corrupt kleptocratic empires? The bottom line here is just like the Syria civil war, it is the West quarterbacking and running this entire operation. Let me check it out right here. I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to go to the old NSA search engine, and I'm going to say 5 billion, 5 billion. We have it. America, okay, global research, American conquest by subversion. Victoria Nuland admits Washington has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine. That's a quote. Print that for me, and they'll have great bibliography at the bottom. That's global research. After three visits to Ukraine in 5 weeks, Victoria Nuland from the State Department explains that the past 2 decades, it's the last year, the United States has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine and assures her listeners that there are prominent businesses and government officials who support the U.S. project to tear Ukraine away from its historic relationship with Russia and into a U.S. sphere of influence via Europe. It's not a U.S. sphere. It's a banker sphere. And it just goes on. And she's given low numbers at that Exxon event she was at. It's $5 billion the last 14, 15 months. But I'm digressing. Imagine the magnitude of that. That they're financing this.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest joining us to talk about the snake venom theory that has taken the internet by storm, and Mike Adams thinks it's got some validity. I respect him a lot. I respect Dr. Artist. So we're going to be talking to him and others coming up about this, and I've got articles here. Snake Venom Company, Venom Tech, announces partnership with Charles River Laboratories, which ran Fauci's secret island of medical experiments on monkeys and beagles. So we're going to be looking at that, how it ties into COVID and more straight ahead with our special guest today, and we've got all the other COVID news we haven't hit yet as well. We're going to be going over Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is important stuff.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air, plus it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Brian Artis is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. There's the headline for today's broadcast. We're into hour number two. Elon Musk launches free speech fight of the century with hostile takeover of Twitter. Meanwhile, the FBI now admits that Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson were right when we claimed that the FBI agents were involved in the January 6th rally. Special guest Dr. Darren J. Beatty just joined us and laid all that information out. Also, I am joined by Dr. Brian Artis to discuss the controversial COVID-19 snake venom theory, and Dr. Richard Fleming is breaking down the latest exclusive intel on the COVID medical tyranny rollout and more in the third hour today, ahead of Ali Alexander hosting the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. But first, I wanted to hit this. Everything the globalists do, everything the transhumanists do, everything they're engaged in is anti-human. We have a 10-minute compilation video that I'll give you the title of in a moment, of the main scientist, the futurist of the Davos Group, saying the post-human world's here. You have no conscience. You have no free will. We own you. I mean, it's like aliens landed and we're saying, you will be assimilated. We are the Borg. But this is just futile. So we have that clip as well. But folks don't understand, they've had human-animal splice clones for 20, 30 years in the United States. I say 2030. Hell, I was covering it. They had it around for at least a decade when I first got on air 25, 26, 27 years ago. So this is a huge deal. But whether you believe it's from outer space and aliens are running it, or these are crazy humans that are manifesting some program that's in them, they are building an anti-human world. So John Bowne's going to report the hybrid aliens among us. But if you don't believe me, just type in human-animal hybrids are gestating on U.S. labs across the U.S. That's like a five-year-old article out of MIT Quarterly. And now they're, of course, got all these pigs that are part human and cows that are part human and spiders that create, or goats that are part spiders that produce body armor. That's 40-year-old technology. So the globalists are having a revolution taking over our bodies, a revolution taking over our genes with these injections. And the head of the Davos Group and his minions all admit this. And when I talk about it, or Dr. Artis talks about it, or any of these people talk about it, oh, we're kooks, it doesn't exist, while they're simultaneously admitting it all. So here's John Bowne's report. I hope you share it. It's at man.video in the John Bowne section. Just flip the left-hand corner and find it, the link, or it's posted on Infowars.com and on man.video. The hybrid aliens are among us. Here it is.
If your parents don't love and accept you for who you are this Christmas, I'm your parents now.
With all of the inhumane state-sponsored sexualization of America's children,
this Amaze website really normalizes porn.
The real drivers behind this are the Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
Yes.
Tammy Murphy works closely with Advocates for Youth. So they found a way to connect with kids with what they're used to doing, playing on their devices and watching little cartoons. But they've taken away what the truth is about pornography, which they're being ripened for grooming for sexual abuse by adults.
The war on basic fundamental human rights.
Vaccine passports or digital ID wallets or whatever name they call it. In Italy, it's the green passport. We have new names, and they keep morphing them to help them market it. If it snaps into place with an all-digital financial system, including CBDCs, they will convert our home, our car, and our communities into digital concentration camps. And I don't use that term lightly. At that moment, there will be no hope of building anything. We will have entered into a slavery system in which a handful of the most powerful people in the world can strip you and I of our assets, of our children, and control literally every aspect of our life, where we go, what we read, what we say, and what we eat. We have 1, maybe 2 years to stop it.
And the propaganda deluge.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
The divide between humanity and a seemingly alien dictatorship grows with each passing day. Things have gone so far left that it isn't surprising that ufologists are beginning to claim that our government has been infiltrated by hybrid aliens.
I have been reliably informed by a Washington source there is a hybridization program in process. A group of aliens plan to produce hybrids, combination of human beings and their own beings. If what I've learned is true, there is an intention on the part of these hybridizing species to take over the planet. The aliens have apparently created a hybridized species so that they can survive much better on the surface of this planet than hunkered down in their alien bases.
So, Tim, is it possible that there are hybrids walking down the streets of this town today?
Definitely.
People are abducted many, 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 many times, sometimes hundreds of times if they're old enough. And they might remember 2 or 3 instances. But this phenomenon is clandestine. It is secret. And the way in which you start secrecy is by making sure that the abductee does not remember what happened to them.
Ufology specialist Dr. David Jacobs, a professor of history at Temple University and an author, has written several books on the subject of alien abductions, interviewing alleged survivors to gather and compare different testimony, which he claims forms a terrifying conclusion. He claims aliens are not only abducting humans, but are using mind control to integrate themselves into Earth's civilization and its governments, and an alien species is preparing to take over the Earth. Recently, the Pentagon released a trove of UFO-related documents due to a FOIA request. A common thread among the documents were abductees with burns, heart problems, apparent abductions, and...
All right, let's stop right there. The full report, there's a lot more of it, is on band.video. The hybrid aliens are among us. But for TV viewers and radio listeners, I'm going to put on screen MIT. I'm going to put Reuters AP. There it is. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. Part animal, part human. Okay? This is old news. So everybody's talking about UFOs and flying saucers. The globalists say, we don't believe in God yet. We're going to become God. We don't believe in aliens yet. We're making aliens. So I'm not putting down John Bowne and his alien off-world controlling an angle. The Bible says it's a fallen angel manipulating life here on Earth. I'm saying it's confirmed it's going on in front of us. I mean, here's Harari, full videos on Infowars.com, the chief advisor to the World Economic Forum. He's their futurist. It's a 10-minute video. But here's just a few minutes of it. Him openly saying, we're in a post-human world. Humans are over. Your free will is over. Here it is.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. Mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood
pressure? All right, folks, the full video is 10 minutes long. I'm going to add it in post when we upload this to Bandai Video. But he gets into, we're God, we're taking over, you're obsolete, we're going to get rid of you. And he represents the most powerful group on earth that worships him. He's saying, we're going to kill you. But he's gay, too, so it's okay. It's like, oh, Tim Cook runs death camps, but he's gay. It's like, well, I mean, if you're gay, it's all right. Okay. And he wears black turtlenecks. So that's all coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. You know, that's going on. It's kind of not hard to believe that they're creating synthetic snake venom and dumping it in the water. We know they're putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. So we're going to talk about it with Dr. Brian Artis straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Our good syndicated talk show host, Stu Peters, did an interview with Dr. Brian Artis on Monday that's gone really viral, and my phone's blown up, my email has, about snake venom in the water. So I went and actually researched what they said. That was a very small part of what was discussed. It became a distraction from the real research that Fauci and others have been looking at weaponizing synthetic snake venom, and Mike Adams sent me a whole plethora of articles and documents and studies about it. We're going to be discussing here today, but are they putting poison in the water? Well, here it is. This is out of a major study out of Harvard, 2012, impact of fluoride on neurological development in children, massive IQ drops as much as 15 points with just one part per million of fluoride. On average, the U.S. has 1.8. Study prompts call for lower fluoride consumption by pregnant women. Reuters. Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQ. This is mainstream news. This is Reuters. Okay? So we know they're putting poison in the water, and we know that it lowers fertility and lowers IQ. So would they put synthetic snake poison out there? Because we know that there's two types of snake poison, snake venom, but one of them acts just like the spike protein with the blood clots and the attacks on the blood. And so it was Dr. Brian Artis doing research on all this. He's been a guest before. We go right to him at the drartisshow.com. On Telegram is the Dr. Artis Show. He gets a lot of attacks out there, and we really appreciate him. He heads labs, the Artis Labs, the Healing Center. Got a whole bunch of stuff in his bio. I'm not going to go over it here. He's an author. You can find out everything about him on his website, the Dr. Artis Show. Doc, this is a big story, obviously, and people have cherry-picked what was going on and kind of focused on a tiny part you were covering, but what's the big picture here, and why do you think this story's blown up so big?
Well, it is very disturbing. It's been very emotional, actually, to uncover the research I have gone through and all the documents for the last 4 months. I never intended to ever fall upon this idea that just there could be the possibility that there are evil agendas afoot that were even worse than I imagined with the COVID-19 agenda. I already knew about the hospital protocols. I've been on your program and talked about remdesivir, I mean, even a year ago. And then there's been one after another studies, World Health Organization database reviews that actually back everything I've been making claims about from the original studies of remdesivir. I've never intended on looking at snake venom or peptides from snake venom as a weapon. But when Dr. Richard Bartlett sent me a text on December 1st, he sent me a text that said, "Hey, Dr. Artis, if you got bit by a rattlesnake, would you go to a hospital and get antivenom?" And he sent that to me because he knew I didn't know something about antivenom. He wanted me to look at that text and go like this. Of course I would go do that. He wanted me to look internal and know that I would trust monoclonal antibodies, which is what antivenom is made from. A lot of antivenom is made from that. And that it could be trusted in a life-saving emergency like he's been using in monoclonal antibody infusion centers he created. But what it did to my brain was, I first recognized that I was wrong about monoclonal antibodies. He's been using them. Doctors have been using them successfully to treat COVID. But what I didn't know was antivenom could be a source of monoclonal antibodies as a solution to venom bites or bites from snakes. So, Alex, this is what happened. I wanted to know if monoclonal antibodies can be antivenom. Has there ever been a source suggestion of COVID-19 that it might possibly have been snakes? If it is true that all these doctors around the country have successfully used monoclonal antibodies, and at the same time, our federal health agencies have not been encouraging monoclonal antibodies, especially since Omicron came out as the dominant variant, the FDA in January banned the use of all monoclonal antibodies. They don't want anybody touching them. So they obviously work. because the CDC, FDA, and NIH have been telling all the doctors using things that work against COVID what to use and what not to use. So I had to take a deep look at myself and admit I was wrong about monoclonal antibodies. And then I had to find out, were there any documentation, research studies, when they looked at the source of SARS-CoV-2, that there was any ties to snakes? And holy crap, in January of 2020, April of 2020, independently in China and in France, they isolated the spike protein's genetic sequence and they published that its codon usage bias was most similar to snakes. Snakes, the Chinese crate snake and the Chinese king cobra. I didn't know this. I didn't even know what codon usage bias meant. I had to look it up. Codon usage bias, by definition, means the origin source of the gene. It wasn't bats. It was actually two snakes in two different studies. And then I started to realize, oh, my goodness, I need to go look and see, is there any possible connection to all of the random medications?
And then surprise, surprise, Fauci's fingerprints are all over it, as usual.
All over it. So I wanted to know, is there any validity to the fact that they're banning hydroxychloroquine and bad-mouthing that from the beginning? Is there any possible link to the fact that hydroxychloroquine may be inhibitory to snake venom poisoning, that the scientists figured out it was the origin source based on the codon usage bias?
Well, let's go further. What's the symbol of medicine? Two snakes. What's the double helix? All of it. What does snake venom of that particular type do? It attacks and causes blood clots. It cuts the DNA into. Pretty crazy stuff. So basically, you're brainstorming what's going on with snakes, and people are then cherry-picking what you're saying, kind of misrepresenting it to say that you think you found out what's happening. But definitely, you're on to something.
Yeah, I realize that when I look at hydroxychloroquine studies, and then I want to look at venom. Did they ever do studies and found that hydroxychloroquine or antimalarials are inhibitory to snake venomation? And there's tons of studies about it. And then they also find that snake venom peptides called metalloproteinases destroy your body's ability to maintain metals like zinc and copper primarily. And zinc, if you supplement it, it protects and inhibits some of the destruction of snake venom. And then I realized, is this possibly why they're actually attacking Dr. Ben Marble and Zev Zelenko from the beginning, that they were right about this? Then I wanted to look at the
likes of Dr. You're giving us background, but bottom line, what's the hypothesis right now? Clearly, they're obsessed with snake venom. It's tied to it. What do we think is going on here?
Yeah, so what I come to surmise is that they're actually SARS-CoV-2, the respiratory virus. Regardless if it's actually gain-of-function testing, the virus itself has had peptides of snake venom attached to it, either from crates or king cobras. Or, in my opinion, I told Stu Peters, I said, I think they're actually just doing it in the water. If SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon and we know we're getting sick from it, isn't it weird that the CDC, from the beginning of the pandemic, has been water testing looking for the bioweapon as a predictor of outbreaks in your town? They have 400 wastewater testing sites. They're looking for SARS-CoV-2 in the water. Why is that so weird that I would say I think it's in water?
Well, what's funny is there wasn't just Agent Orange sprayed in Vietnam. It came out they had synthetic cobra venom that was declassified like 20 years ago that they were actually spraying on people that caused blood clots and death. So the CIA and the Pentagon were spraying unknown amounts of gallons on the Viet Cong with snake venom.
Every single side effect that's appeared to be a mystery and unique to SARS-CoV-2 and the mRNA vaccines, go look at snake venom poisoning. They all cause all of them, including the loss of taste and smell.
But again, you're not saying they're actually draining the venom off cobras. They're obviously synthetic. Even the stuff in Vietnam was synthetic snake venom. You think though, they've got synthetic snake venom dumping it in the water supply?
If I'm right, or if there's any possibility I might be right, I want
well,
you to
I mean,
tell me
I, you know,
that.
I had family flying around on helicopters spraying it on people, so who knows? We'll be right back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first two members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design and over 100 others that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in,
that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Got the big story out questioning the bioweapon connection to snake venom, cobras and others connected to COVID-19. I got mainstream articles connecting it to COVID-19 in the treatment, but also the origin. So this theory of yours just in research has exploded. Please continue with the evidence of what you think is really going on here.
Yeah, so let's start with the evidence before everybody just dismisses this. If anybody isn't convinced that my reality might be in question, I want you to take a look at this article, okay? This was published in October of 2021. This is just 6 months ago.
And I'll read it for radio listeners. Put it back up there, Doc. I'll read it. We have a lot of radio listeners. It is toxin-like peptides in plasma, urine, and fecal samples from COVID-19 patients, version 2, peer-reviewed, approved. Yeah. Continue.
Okay, so they took 20 PCR-positive tested COVID-19 patients, and they ran their poop samples, urine samples, and blood samples. And they wanted to know, were there any venom-toxic peptides in those tissues? And then they compared it to people who did not test positive for SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. And they took them from multiple cities around Italy. In every single one of the PCR-tested positive COVID-19 patients, there was animal venom toxins in their blood, urine, and feces, all of them, including 20 snake venom peptides. How is it possible 20 different snake venom peptides ended up in the tissues of COVID-19 patients in a study in Italy just 6 months ago if there's not a snake venom connection? The other 16, there was a total of 36 of these venom peptides. The other 16 were from cono snails. It's called alpha toxin or alpha cono toxin. They've been making that venomous poison in labs since 1989 in mass quantities that is just as biologically active as the venom from the snail. So my question is, in this article, they state none of the controls who tested negative for SARS-CoV-2 had any of these venom peptides in their blood, urine, or fecal matter. But every single COVID-19 positive patient did. And isn't it weird? It's weird to me over the last 4 months that I've uncovered that snake venom research, even mRNA snake venom research, they use this test to identify and amplify its findings of the venom.
Well, Doc, I'll be honest. When I heard about this 2 days ago going viral, I thought, that's ridiculous. How do you dump a bunch of snake venom in the water? Because it would basically be diluted. It's not replicating like a virus. But that's not what you're saying. And when I went and looked, there's all these studies connecting it to COVID and back and forth, and the very globalists studying it, obsessed with it. So what you're saying is somehow they've taken elements of it and maybe created a virus out of snake venom so that a virus replicates but creates venom while it does. That would be genius. And when you inject somebody, they're basically being given a colony that's going to slowly grow snake venom.
Yeah, that's very true. And then I had to look at the mRNA shots. The people who invented the mRNA shots are named Drew Weissman and Kathleen Carrico at the University of Pennsylvania. In 2009 and 2011, their studies that when they were studying mRNA for gene therapy, funded by the NIH and Anthony Fauci's department, each of these studies, to do gene editing therapy, they used a substance called snake venom phosphodiesterase to cleave your RNA, to insert the mRNA. It's phenomenal. And if you go look at snake venom phosphodiesterase, I did this with Mike Adams. When you buy it online for $133, it actually describes that you can't mix snake venom phosphodiesterase that cleaves genetic material. You can't use glutathione with it. You can't use vitamin C with it or any cysteine products like N-acetylcysteine.
It's all the same things that stop COVID, stop snake venom.
Exactly right. So my worry is are the side effects of the mRNA shots possibly linked to snake venom poisoning also or envenomation? The D-dimer level test. Have you heard about this, Alex? This
almost 60-plus percent of people that take D-dimers after the shot have blood clots.
Exactly. D-dimers are an elevated blood clotting marker in the blood. Dr. Hoff out of British Columbia tested all of his mRNA vaccinated patients, and they had these high elevations of it. Imagine my shock just last month when I uncovered on Medscape.com, one of the things you look for when you're interpreting D-dimer levels in the blood, lab techs and MDs, one of the five things they list is snake venom poisoning.
So let me ask you, what do you think is really going on here?
I have said from the beginning, just simply with the Remdesivir hospital protocols, this must be a mass genocide attempt by Anthony Fauci. When I look at this weapon possibly being and finding in the blood and poop and urine of COVID-19 patients, snake venom toxins. Snake venom is in antiquity one of the most historical biological weapons ever used. Did they possibly, which they have confirmed, there's 19 venom-specific toxins in Indian king cobra venom that destroy organs in mammals.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure everybody's looking, as I remember seeing on even Discovery Channel, but reading it, the Pentagon created synthetic cobra venom and sprayed it on Vietnam, not just the Agent Orange operation. But let's bring this up, Doc. This is the London Telegraph from last year, September last year. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves. Leaked papers reveal they came to the Pentagon and said it was synthetic. They created a synthetic replicating virus they were going to spray on people and spray and spread. And that's what the Pentagon sources told me before this even came out. General Flynn told me about all this. And here it is, a synthetic replicating toxin. So what it is connected to snake venom, obviously, in some of the studies, a replicating toxin, a replicating nanotech toxin.
Yeah, if you want to look at anything related to COVID, please just start looking through a lens that just possibly there's a connection to snake venom envenomation. And then treat it as such. You've all been doing a great job, medical doctors, at treating COVID-19 patients. Every side effect and symptom you've noticed, it works with the products you have. And it's
sure, but you know what I'm saying? You can't dump a barrel of snake venom in the water supply and have it have a big effect. It's diluted. But if they create replicating snake venom, now you've got something, a biomedical, synthetic, nanotech snake venom. Because if the studies are here, very similar to COVID-19, that would be a great weapon.
Yeah, look at this, too. This is a patent for a recombinant, if you want to read it. Can you read that?
Yes, I can.
This is for a adenovector COVID-19 vaccine. In the descriptor, it actually says, to prepare this element, take 50 microliters of the vaccine candidate strain venom. Really?
Start over again. Yeah, so this is crazy. So talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Well, what do you think is really happening here, Dr. Artis?
I really think it's very possible that they are actually using snake DNA, mRNA. This is my hypothesis because of all the side effects of these shots, that they're taking mRNA gene sequencing from snakes and reptiles and actually cleaving your DNA with something called snake venom phosphodiesterase to get that snake venom DNA or mRNA into your gene sequence. Then you'll start replicating what they call spike proteins that destroy your internal tissue when it
exactly. So you start. That's what I was saying. You start replicating snake venom.
Yes, and these are known peptides to shred membranes. You threw up the study where the University of Arizona published over the summer when they looked at people that died from COVID-19 in hospitals. There's this thing inside all of their blood at super high levels called phospholiparase A2, SPLA2. And it was also originally discovered in king cobra venom. And they said, it looks like these people died from venom forcing through their body. What if it really is venom forcing through their body? We should go look at that and go see. The geneticist found out and published the codon usage bias or origin of SARS-CoV-2 in the spike protein was most identical to snake.
We also know in studies people in better shape die quicker from snake bites because their cardiovascular system distributes it so quick. Look at how the healthiest people are dying from the shots. Pretty crazy. Man, this is powerful. Dr. Brian.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Richard M. Fleming on all the Vic COVID developments, the mask on airplanes, the tyranny, the death levels from the shots, a bunch of information he's got. Next hour, Dr. Brian Artis is our guest. We're about to go back to him on the whole snake venom angle. But I'll tell you what's not snake venom. Brain Force Ultra. We've got three brain products. We have Turbo Force that lasts 10 hours, time release, powerful, clean energy from a top U.S. developer. We have Brainforce Plus, that is just a good, classic, high-quality nootropic for your brain, lasts about 5 hours. We got Brainforce Ultra, that is amazingly psychoactive and really gets your brain focused and hits in about 15 minutes. You take it under the tongue, tastes really interesting, has its own flavor. I think it tastes great. It's a bunch of cold-pressed compounds and herbs, so you get the full development of it. It is back in stock. We're being sold out for months, 40% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. So get your BrainForce Ultra today and experience this product that is just a game changer. Also, a lot of people complain because they get paid on Friday. They want us to extend the 75% off sale until Sunday. We're doing it. You asked for it. It is extended. Final day yesterday, but we're extending it through Sunday now for another 4 days. Up to 75% off pollen block. InfoWars Immune Support, Physi Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, VasoBeats, Biotrue Selenium, all the t-shirts and apparel at cost, massive clearance sale, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But BrainForce Ultra is an amazing nootropic, and I love the fact it hits in 15, 20 minutes, dissipates in a couple hours, it's so psychoactive, and then you can go right to sleep. I use this. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm going out to see one of my favorite comedians next week, and I'll be tired when he's on at like 9 o'clock, but I'm in the car about to go in, bam, hit this. He'll see a 3-hour show. sleep like a baby at 11 o'clock when I get home at night, unless my buddy wants to go out to dinner or something. But the point is that InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Brian Artis, wow, so a lot of other angles to this. Why do you think the story exploded so big? As people went and researched COVID and then looked at snake venom, and there's all these mainstream articles connecting it? I mean, that is weird.
Well, personally, I think it was shocking to Stu Peters when I brought this information to him in confidence in a private meeting. And then he asked me, well, how would they be delivering this, do you think? And I actually told him, I think they're doing it in the water. And I think they're targeting specific communities, and that's how they're doing it. And a lot of people have just – he really got upset about that. And he let people in the world know, and the world is being shocked by that revelation. But what's interesting is around the world – people in countries, they didn't even know the government's been doing it the whole time. They're all looking into the wastewater surveillance. People need to understand, like what Mike Adams explained the other day in an interview with me. It's odd to think that it couldn't be in water. They're looking for it in water as the predictor around the world for future outbreaks.
And by the way, Greg Reese a couple months ago did a report showing with their own statistics that they're that in red states, you've got double or triple the sicknesses, and that they know they're delivering the poison shots to red states. That fits with your hypothesis. It's how bad is my batch? In fact, go back, folks. There it is. 1.3 million views. He's 100 million views. Evidence that U.S. government targeting red states with deadly batches of vaccine. That's what you're finding, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. I actually believe this is a massive eugenics program, and I believe they're using peptides from snake venom to target specific comorbidities. For example, there are peptides in snake venom that directly destroy pancreatic cells and will create for diabetics a disastrous disease and death scenario. And there is no one that's more targeted right now than those that are diabetic and those who have heart disease. You know, it's very interesting, Alex, if you look at CDC's data COVID tracker, the highest percentage of a single race who has died at levels the highest each week of the pandemic in America is Native Americans. For almost every state.
Yeah, why do the globalists, why do they always want to kill the Native Americans off? They're just obsessed with it. They're not even bothering anybody.
I know. And then I looked it up and I wanted to know, well, what race in America is the highest predominantly represented by a percentage diabetics? I couldn't believe it. This was just a few days ago. It's Native Americans and Eskimos. And the people in British Columbia, Dr. Hoff was finding had high D-dimer levels after the vaccines and were struggling so much. They're all indigenous people. So I actually believe they're targeting these people, unfortunately, that are diabetic and are sensitive to these biological weapons that are actually found in nature, isolated scientifically. They can synthetically make venom from snakes. CNN reported January of 2020, you no longer need snakes. We can make snake venom in a lab. I mean, that's what they reported, not me, CNN, mainstream media. So you can come at me with hate and disgust. I will tell you. The whole reason why I even brought it up is because I am sick and tired of innocent people dying and being murdered, diseased with this sick agenda. And I am out to thwart that agenda. That's my entire attempt. It has never been to scare you. It's to
we should be concerned. You're right. And I've got you and Mike Adams sent me like 30 articles here with the connections of venom and this vaccine. So there's no doubt there's a crazy connection to this. There's no doubt that Fauci is heavily connected. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci has a huge, huge implications in this. I want to do something with you, Alex. I would rather everyone go look at a company called Ophirex, O-P-H-I-R-E-X. The co-founder of Moderna actually said last summer that the mRNA tech they're using for these vaccines can be used to fight snake bites.
I saw that.
And they're going to use that. And he's been advising a company called Ophirex. Guess who is funding Ophirex? Ophirex is an anti-venom drug company. And they're doing research studies right now with a research study called STAIRS. They're taking this oral anti-venom drug and they're actually testing it to see if they can clear up acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is what COVID is. They're using antivenom.
That's right. For those that don't know, and I've got to go back to biology class, but there's two different types of venom, but the cobra venom is neurological and attacks the brain and the breathing, right?
There's three types of venom toxins: neurotoxins, hemotoxins, which is blood, and then cytotoxins.
But I thought with snakes, it's only two, though. They only have two, right?
Oh, no. No. There's only two snakes. They've identified crate and cobras as the original source. But no, every snake's got, a lot of the viper snakes have all three of those neurotoxins. But Opherix, I want you to know, go look at this. It should be disturbing. Opherix is a brand new company, just awarded a contract by Wellcome Trust Fund. And look at the link with World Economic Forum. World Trust Fund is now giving this company $100 million over 7 years, $80 million actually, over 7 years to investigate snake venom. And guess who else is funding them? The Department of Defense and the World Health Organization.
Well, let's expand on that. No, you're right. There's a bunch of different types of neurotoxin. I'm saying there's two different types of snake venom. And you're looking at the neurotoxin family, correct?
Oh, yes. Yep. Neurotoxins by far. When they actually found the spike protein for SARS-CoV-2 was most identical to the gene sequences of crate and cobra venom peptides or genes, those actually target neurotoxic centers of the brain called nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. And in those studies, they hypothesized, is this why we see around the world that smokers are the least represented in hospitals for this new respiratory
disease? I was about
to say,
what is it in nicotine that's doing this? Or what's in the cigarette?
Yeah, so they hypothesized in these research studies, is this why there's some protective nature of nicotine with these snake venom neurotoxins found to mimic the spike protein? Is that providing some protection? What was interesting was when they made this aware to the world that they were seeing this in hospitals around the world, our federal government came out and said, there's no better time than now to quit smoking because smokers are the highest represented in hospitals and death. That was a flat out lie. I will tell you, I am not a nicotine expert. I'm not.
I know, but why? But it's been in the news that smokers were less. Well, I mean, what's the nicotine doing? Do we know?
Yeah, so this is me talking as a non-nicotine expert. Every single person in the last 4 months who is struggling to get over a COVID scenario, after 2 weeks of doing everything we've heard about, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and everything else, corticosteroids, if they were still struggling, all I said, why don't you go try nicotine patches or nicotine gum? I cannot tell you, since Stu Peters released that documentary, I cannot tell you, even this morning, people who have been struggling for the last 2 weeks to get over their symptoms, and within minutes of chewing Nicorette gum or a nicotine patch, have seen remittance of their symptoms.
Well, I mean, we know it's a vasorestrictor. It makes your arteries and veins and blood vessels contract. But I mean, I know this. Definitely long COVID's real. It definitely is a prion. It definitely replicates the body. And that's why they want 3-4 shots for people to test and see who they can basically colonize with this. Whatever it is, they're colonizing us with it.
Whatever they're doing, venom from snakes is known to be deadly. And why would we weaponize it in any form to inject it into our kids, inject it into our arms, or release it in water or air? I don't see any reason.
All right, Dr. Brian Artis, thanks for coming on so quick. Join us again next week if you can to give us updates on this. Thank you so much for your time. Wow, powerful interview, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt the globalists are poisonous and they're hitting us with fluoride in the water. So who knows? We'll be right back. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.